Why governments get it wrong and how they can get it right. Written and read by Dennis C. Grube. Prologue. Some readers will remember a fabulous song from the early 2000s by Natasha Bedingfield. It's called These Words. It is literally a song about writing a song. It's about scratching your head, throwing some lines on a page, and hoping like hell that they connect together. Ripping up that page and starting again. Giving in to despair momentarily and staring into the abyss, before suddenly finding the story you want to tell. For a few fascinating years in the late 2000s, I was a political speechwriter in the Australian state of Tasmania. I too was often ripping up sheets of paper as the words refused to gel. Staring into the abyss was a daily exercise. Great phrases would run through my head as I dashed around the corridors, the words buttressed only by delusions of my own self-importance. Sometimes I'd listen to great speeches on YouTube in the background, just to get in the zone when I was writing. Obama's Victory Night speech in 2008. Reagan at the Berlin Wall in 1987. How could one go wrong? Well, you'd be surprised. Cascades of alliterative nonsense could be summoned up at will, but classic sentences were harder to find. It's difficult to sieve the wheat from the chaff when all you have is chaff. Small bursts of humour that looked good on the page could dissipate into vapour when delivered in the flesh. My words could deflate a room on a whim. I had the gift. Fellow advisers would console me with typical Australian sang-froid. You can't polish a turd, one used to say. They meant that if the policy or the political situation is bad enough, then it isn't the words used to describe it that are the problem. Now that I think about it, they might have meant that my speeches were the turd. That thought will fester. But there were also wonderful moments. The extraordinary feeling when the words you've reached for do some justice to the topic at hand, when they connect, when you watch an audience nod along because you've captured a sentiment that means something to them. Those are the moments when words stop sounding like political babble and start to feel like something more real. The truth, of course, is that these weren't my words at all. The only time they came out of my mouth was when I practiced them at my desk. The true owners of the words were the people tasked with delivering them. I've seen politicians turn a flat speech into a joyous one by changing my words on their feet. It's part instinct, part skill, and impressive to watch. Politicians get a lot of bad press all around the world, and so they should. Democracy is not here to mollycoddle its rulers. But too often, that also masks the reality that they are doing unbelievably complex jobs with a skill and a passion that would surprise you. I sat with my pen in the shadows, whilst far more courageous people took the products of that pen out into the spotlight. It was they who took responsibility for the words they shared with the world. I admired them immensely for it. But the words also had a wider importance. What politicians say defines who they are. It shapes a government's policy agenda. The words we use to describe a problem go on to influence the story, the narrative, on what the government should do about that problem. Despite the much-debated merits of spin, even good words can't do much to save a bad policy. They sure don't help much if the evidence isn't there to support the message, or if the purported policy solution on offer doesn't match the complexity of the issues involved. I reflected only little on these things during my time working in politics, but have now spent over a decade thinking about them from the relative distance of academia. This book is the result. It's intended for everyone who has ever sat in front of the nightly news with a mixture of puzzlement and rage. Why is the government doing this, you ask, as you gesticulate at the TV with waving arms? This book provides some insights into what the government is at least trying to do. It also highlights how easily these apparently simple